MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, heading into the Saskatchewan Summer Games, it would have been difficult to find two athletes more favored to win medals for Team Southwest than Adamide Adewumi and Zayden Anderson. The Moose Jaw duo had put together brilliant seasons on the track and field scene leading up to the games, and it seemed like it would be just a matter of showing up and getting the job done when the time came. So when athletes picked up gold medals in their respective events on Thursday as Southwest used the athletics competition to vault into third place in the medal standings, it wasn't much of a surprise. Southwest had 11 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze for 31 medals heading into action Friday, 5 more than 4th place Parkland Valley. Regina is running away with the medal haul with 48 gold and 97 medals, while Saskatoon is second with 23 gold and 82 medals. Anderson was a double medalist on the track, winning bronze in the 100 meters in 11.83 seconds, 2/10 back of gold medalist and Southwest teammate Kyler DeClose of Swift Current. Things were nowhere near as close in Anderson's specialty, though, as he torched the field in the 110 meters hurdles in a time of 16.14 to finish a full second ahead of silver medalist and Southwest teammate Jackson Tuplin of Swift Current. Moose Jaw's Adamide Adewumi left nothing to chance in the shot put on Thursday, winning gold by nearly a meter over her nearest competitor. Randy Palmer. Adewumi was similarly as dominant in the shot put and has shown vast improvement over her performances at high school provincials a little over a month ago, clearing 12.75 meters to finish well over a meter ahead of silver medalist Cameron Nelson of Parkland Valley. DeClose and Tuplin were also double medalists for Southwest, with DeClose taking triple jump gold and Tuplin landing bronze in the pole vault. Lumsden's Jenna Conrad was the gold medalist in the 1,500 meters, while Swift Current's Lila Thiessen claimed silver in the 100 meters hurdles, Dilkey's Haley Woodhouse was the bronze medalist in the 100 meters and Swift Current's Coulter Folk was the bronze medalist in the 1,500 meters. Track and field competition continues through Saturday. The Southwest male basketball team went unbeaten through their round robin and are into the semifinal on Friday night. Southwest took an 82-47 win over Parkland, 77-48 win over Prairie Central and 71-62 win over Regina to finish first in Pool B. They were to take on Saskatoon in the semifinal on Friday night, followed by the medal round on Saturday afternoon. The Southwest female basketball team went winless in their round robin, falling 47-28 to Parkland Valley, 60-34 to Prairie Central and 81-25 to Regina. They face Lakeland in the 7th place game Saturday. The Southwest female soccer team will be playing for a bronze medal on Saturday afternoon. Southwest defeated Team North 4-0 and fell to Regina 2-1 in round-robin action before winning their quarterfinal matchup 3-0 over Prairie Central. That sent Southwest into the semifinal on Friday evening, where they dropped a 2-0 decision to Saskatoon. As a result, they'll play for bronze against Parkland Valley on Saturday morning, with Saskatoon taking on Regina for gold. The Southwest baseball team will be playing in the 5th place game after posting a 1-2 round-robin record. Southwest opened the tournament with a 20-13 win over Lakeland before falling 10-3 to Regina and losing a heartbreaker 12-11 to Parkland to drop out of the medal race. They'll wrap up their game's appearance against Rivers West on Saturday morning. The Southwest female beach volleyball teams didn't have a lot of luck in their round-robin tournaments Thursday and Friday, as both Southwest 1, Haley Venn and Evelyn White, and Southwest 2, Harlow Reba and Isabella Flanagan, both went 0-3 in their preliminary rounds. Both teams were in the consolation round on Friday afternoon. Be sure to keep an eye on www.saskgames.ca/summer for all the results and games information.